FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, my friend Ron McCain is with us this morning from the Range. Ron, you know what? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Mark, I don't know how you did it. We got your Christmas card the other day. You've got an amazing family, and so congratulations to your wife. I don't know you did to deserve
it. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're not referring to the Christmas pajamas she made me wear in the Christmas card,
uh-oh,
right?
Oh, here we go.
No. I knew he wouldn't do that. No, that's good.
Good. I'll do that privately.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, Ron, on back to this Parkland thing, I can't get over this again. One of the other suggestions they came back with after this 400-page, 8-month-long commission report is not only was it a school security issue, but they should consider arming teachers. I'll bet the left, I'll bet their head is about to twist off their shoulders.
Yeah, common sense. It sounds like whoever wrote that report has some basic common sense and knowledge of what the real issue is. I continue to be amazed at how people or politicians, as we discuss this, want to point at a tool as the problem instead of paying attention to what the real issues are.
You know, sure.
It's just, it's common sense to me that if my finger hurts, I'm not going to cut my arm off. I'm going to treat the real issue, right? So why can't we do that? Why can't we have a conversation about that?
Well, it's a great point. And I didn't see this get a great deal of coverage on a nationwide stage. Had they come out and said we should severely restrict gun access, I bet this would have been the headline on every mainstream media outlet in America. Instead, what they said was they touched on failures at the school level, leaving the front gates open, nobody calling for a lockdown, the Broward County Sheriff's Office haphazard response to the scene, and then holding the districts accountable for reporting threats and crimes on campus. They also called for disciplinary measures for personnel at the Sheriff's Department and at Stoneman Douglas High School as a result of what happened. I mean, not a mention of a gun in that whole thing. That's amazing, eye-opening.
It's pleasantly so.
Yeah, no kidding.
And how in the world did you sit down and read 400 pages at one time?
I'm good. I'm just telling you. I had 4 days off, and I put it to good use. Are you kidding me? My wife would have throttled me.
Well, but what they point out is very true. Bad guys are going to be bad guys. They've existed forever. We just had a shooting in a public place that they classified as a terrorist act over in France. People out Christmas shopping, and they have some of the strictest gun laws in the world. A bad guy had a gun, and how do you stop a bad guy with a gun? Somebody has to to exercise equal or greater force to neutralize that, period. And the laws that they pass that continually target firearms are only benefiting the criminals. You know, they're passing these laws thinking that they're benefiting the average American citizen because, you know, it's for your own good. We know better than you. We know what we can do to take care of you. The criminals will have firearms, period. They're always going to look for a tool that they can use to take what you have or do harm to you. And the only way to stop that is if you have the ability to fight back.
Well, you know, I see it across the country all the time. Every day there's a new story. In Pennsylvania, there's been a bill introduced by a state legislator to remove the preemption clause from state law, which would give local cities full authority to make their own gun laws. So in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, where most of the crazies live, they would be able to restrict your gun laws as much as they could. Meanwhile, groups like the NRA and I'm sure the Second Amendment Foundation would do what they could in a court of law to try to stop that. But this is under assault everywhere. People need to be aware of this and these some of these red flag laws that are popping up around the country.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. The anti-gun establishment is making zero headway on a national level. So they have switched their attention to working in on the local level and getting cities and municipalities, states, to enact legislation that restricts your gun rights. It's all right, I'm not getting what I want here, so I'll go over here and, sure. and maybe I can get death by a thousand cuts instead of just one fell swoop.
Yeah.
When they start talking about municipalities passing their own laws that infringe upon my constitutional rights, that's a dangerous thing, isn't it? I mean, when are they going to attack write laws that attack my First Amendment rights or take away my Fifth and Fourteenth Amendment rights to due process, which, by the way, these red flag laws are doing. It's a very, very slippery slope, and you're absolutely right. Just because nothing's happening at a national level, that our gun rights seem to be safe there, we have to continually be alert and aware and involved in protecting our rights locally.
So any big specials going on at the range right now? I know you've had this 12 days of Christmas special going on.
Well, it's interesting that you ask because we have a store full of merchandise that is always on sale.
So it's always for sale, everything in the store.
Every day is a special day, Mark. And the bottom line is, you know, a big belief for us is the tools are just a part of your plan. The firearm is a part of the plan. We're huge believers in make sure you know how to use that firearm. Make sure you understand the law. We have lots of training classes, great membership options for folks. In fact, if you come out I think it's through the 23rd of the month, and if you buy a membership at the range where you can come and shoot, save a bunch of money, you get a $50 gift card, and we can give you that as a gift for Christmas, so you can apply it to your new membership. So we got all kinds of great stuff going on. All our firearms are on sale.
Or you can take your gift card and apply it to that new toy you've been wanting to buy. So that's good. That's awesome.
You should come in and buy a membership for everybody that you know, and then I'll just give you a bunch of gift cards.
Awesome. I like it. It's a plan.
We'll set you up with a new toy.
Ron.
I'm sure your team right there all need memberships.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, no kidding. They enjoyed it when they were in for Girls Just Want to Have Guns. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ron, listen, have a great holiday. I appreciate your time.
Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a safe and happy new year.
All right. We'll see you now. Ron McCain from the Range St. Louis West, therangestl.com. Quick break, 314-241-9797. Big budget battle in St. Louis County. We'll talk to Councilman Mark Harder when we come back.